from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Public Works Director for the City of Timmins says this cold winter has not had much of an effect on the water supply to our homes. Ken Kersell says there haven't been a lot of water main breaks, and all but two of them are because of the effect of frost on them. Kersell's department has also been called about frozen water lines 20 times this season. Repeat customers are asked every fall to keep their water running all winter to prevent freezing.
If people just keep their water running if they've been told to, and if they have any issues with their water, we ask that they contact Service Timmins, and we'll have someone from our distribution group contact them and look into their issue.
One reason behind any water main or water line break, says Kersell, is old infrastructure that's starting to fail. Defense Minister Anita Anand says the Canadian forces aren't a police force. She says there's no plan for them to be involved in a law enforcement capacity in the Freedom Convoy situation in Ottawa. That basically echoes Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying calling in the military to get rid of protesters is not in the cards right now. Trudeau says one has to be very careful when engaging the military to interact with Canadians. He also continues to say he has no intention to meet with the protesters. Members of the Freedom Convoy have been parked outside the Parliament buildings for nearly a week. And while their number has dwindled, there are increasing calls from city officials and residents to remove them. Ottawa police say they expect more protesters on the weekend. The House of Commons Public Safety and National Security Committee will hear from fundraising website GoFundMe. MPs have voted unanimously to call website officials to testify on what safeguards are in place for releasing the nearly $10.1 million in donations raised for the trucker convoy. Details, including how the company plans to ensure that the funds are not being used to promote extremism, white supremacy, anti-Semitism, and other forms of hate, are expected to be discussed. The hearing will happen as soon as possible. Finally, this afternoon, one of the competitors at this week's Scotties Tournament of Hearts National Women's Curling Championship in Thunder Bay is Timmins Police Constable Stephanie Brown. That's a much bigger stage than the Thursday Mixed League at the MAC, where you normally find her.
Unfortunately, with working shift work, I can't really commit to too much more.
In Thunder Bay, she's been the fifth member of Team Yukon. She met the import requirements when a longtime curling friend asked if she was available. Being on maternity leave after having a baby girl almost 6 months ago also made it possible.
My partner, my fiance, has taken on the dad role very well and is home with both our kids, so he's very busy at home.
Brown got into three games at the Scotties, but Team Yukon didn't make it out of the round robin and into the playoffs. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.